Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding Daf Chav Hey, as Moshe Nissen said so eloquently on Yontif. Before we begin, I just want to say a comment or two. In the Maskana, we come out of Machlokes between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. In the din of Yamin, according to the Rabbanan, wherever it uses the word Kayin, it means Yamin, and wherever it uses the wherever it says Vitaval, it also means Yamin. Now, as long as it's an Avaida, that's Ma'akav de Kapara. If it's an Avaida that's not Ma'akav de Kapara, like Hailacha Sevarim the Kevish, or for that matter, the Haktar of Devarim to the Kevish, even the Rabbanan agree that small is good. On the other hand, Reb Shimon argues. And Reb Shimon holds that wherever it uses the word Kayin, it does not necessarily mean Yamin, unless it says the word Etzba or Tfila Etzba itself. If it says Etzba, along with that, so fine. If not, not. So in other words, that according to Reb Shimon, if it doesn't use the word Etzba, it merely uses the word Kayin, small itself is good. I just wanted to mention a couple of Ha'aris that got me this thing. When we talk, first of all, we have a suffix. Let's say we have things that are not Ma'akim the Kapara. Hadlokas Neiris of the Menorah. We would be able to declare Trumas Hadesha, the Sidur of the Marasa, these things. If you don't do it in that Seder, it's not Ma'akiv. Those things have Yamakta the Ktiris. Let's say they're not Makta the Ktiris that day. It's a Ma'akiv the Kapara, not Ma'akiv the Kapara of anything. Then again, so do you have to be Makta the Ktiris with the Abid? Or that is able to be done with small also? Is that like the case of Halacha Seifarim Lekevish? Or is it not like Halacha Seifarim Lekevish? After all, these things are not going to be Ma'akiv, and there's no kaparis of the yayin that is going to be Ma'akiv. And then again, it might be different, because these are Avaidus unto themselves. It's not like the Avaidus Akarbin, of which Halacha Seifarim Lekevish, I don't want to use the word Tafel, but for our purposes, I think we could use the word Tafel. It's the whole Avaidus HaKarbon, and there are certain parts of the Karbon that are critical, the other parts that are Tafel, they're not Ma'akiv. There comes the Gemara that says, because it's not Ma'akiv, call it a Tafel. And therefore, a small is good. These Avaidus are not a Tafel to anything. It's just that they're self, but they're self. So here we have the Mikdash Tavit. And the Mikdash Tavit has a suffix about these cases, whether or not they're small is good, whether it's not. We have Yerushalmi and Yumin, a Trumas Hadesh, it has to be Yamin. it's not going to be Ma'akiv, not Ma'akiv. Anything from there will be Ma'akiv. That there would be a din. We have a din of Yamin that we have over there also. Another thing that we'd be able to clear about is the din is that a regular Kayim, in Dodavad Avaidus, let's say he's an Iter Yad, he's a lefty.
Alarm.
Oh, you're a lefty? You really are?
I'm off of the
end. Oh, my. A person that's an Iter Yad, a lefty, is not able to do the Avaida. What about according to Reb Shimon, that he holds that a person is doing the Avaida with a Kaili, let's say he's back to the Kaimitz. Back to the Kaimitz, Reb Shimon holds, you can do it. You do it with a Kli. You can do it with the left hand. You do other things. The Shrika, the Gemara in the end came out that the Shrika he's able to do with the left hand on Maskon. But if he's a lefty, would that be able to work or not? That's A, in Reb Shimon. And what about in the Rabbanin? That the Rabbanin hold that the Avaidas that are not Ma'akim the Kapara, they can be done with the left hand. Would the Nitzer Yad, would a lefty be able to do that? Now, wait. So Rashi in Pyrus, Rashi and Bechairis, which says, what is the psul of an iter yad? Rashi says, because it's yadin yamin, that's not yamin. What does he mean, it's not yamin? His left hand is his yamin. What do you mean, it doesn't have yamin? He has a right hand. So what does it mean if he's an iter yad? He says, it's not called the tavid, it's not the yamin. What does he mean? He means, Pashin, he means, the body has a right hand, but the right hand does not function like a right hand. The right hand functions like a left hand, and therefore he's called an iter yad, he's not called the righty. He does not have the mila of yamin in his yamin. And therefore, what he does in this yamin, if he's going to do the avaida yamin, that's really small. And therefore, because there's an avaida is possible to small, he cannot do that. Now when you have a shalot mishlei of ambidextrous, is a separate machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan b'chayrus. Rebbe holds it's possible, the Rabbanan holds but that's good. But if he has a din of yamin, if he's going to do the avaida of yamin, but he's small, that's not called he's doing it as yamin, because even though he's doing it with yamin, his right hand does not function as a yamin. And therefore that's possible. On the other hand, we have a shita of the Acherim that the Ran brings at the beginning of Ginat Noshe. Not that the psul of an iter yad is because it's called the lefty and it's not called yamin. I hate to be very offensive. Please don't take it personally. I'm only saying it because the Acherim say it like this, that the Ran brings. The psul of iter yad is a psul of balmum. And that's right. The reason he can't do it now. So let's say the avaidas that are able to be done is small, but not as a balmum. A balmum can't do it. Be a very big nafkamina, these things. Let's say, according to Reb Shimon, that you can have the avaida that's done is small in many places. So in which case, if he can do that, what happens if he's a lefty? If the psul's of psul of balmum, he won't be able to do that. If the psul's of psul of small, then he would be able, or according to the Rabbanan, by the avaidas that are not ba'akim the kapara, and small is good, fine, small would be good, but a balmum would not be able to be good. And therefore that itself would be a problem. We got a couple of nafkaminas that we have at Claire's, the union that we have, in the din of Yamid or the din of small. And what we have over here, so here the Gemara then says, now, we have the din, what the Gemara says here at the bottom, that we have in Chabdalad, the Sagim here we had, Baharei Zrika Glokosama, that the Gemara says here, they have it in the Brisa. The Brisa, Reb Shimon says, that Zrika is also able to be done with small. Tanzarat with small, possible, a polyg Reb Shimon, and we're Rabbi and polyg with Brisa, the Sagim. Kimu b'smol, pasol Reb Shimon Machshir. Zarak b'smol, pasol Reb Shimon Machshir. Elohadi Amar Rava. Yad, yad, l'kmitza. That which Rava says, Elohadi Amar Rava. Yad, yad, l'kmitza. Regel, regel, l'chalitza. We have the regel, regel for the din of chalitza. Or I said the ritziya, when it comes to an Evan Ivri, that you do a ritziya. Lovely, and what do we learn out from there? We learn out from there that, and lovely, why do we need it? We have to know that it has to be done with small. Frankly, lovely, why do you need it for? I don't we learn, but he learns it out because it says kahuna. And if it says kahuna, that in itself should be a reason to be the mid. Why do you have to go on to observe a shovel? The Rabbi Mabachana Nafke who holds that according to the Rabbanan, wherever it uses the word kayin, it automatically means yamin. That v'chad v'kaymetz, v'chad v'kiddush kaymetz. One is for the ma'isa kmitza, the other one is when you're mekadosh the kaymetz. You put it into the keli and you're mekadosh the kaymetz, that means yamin. And for one, you have the kahuna, the kahuna, the word kayin, but you need to examine shabbat for the second thing. Had the kiddush kaimitz. Ula Reb Shimon de lo boy kiddush kaimitz. Reb Shimon, remember, we had Reb Shimon before, remember? Remember, you can put it directly with your hand, according to Reb Shimon. Well, Reb Shimon, who does not require Abay Kiddush Kaimitz. Or Lamanda Abba, the Reb Shimon, not Abay Kiddush Kaimitz. Or according to about the Abba, who holds that you do need Kiddush Kaimitz, according to Reb Shimon. It's small, I'm sure you're not sure, that he holds that you can do that. You can do, we said, like we said before, you demands. Yeah, you would be able, if you're going to do it with small, you can do it with the left hand. So according to Yad Yad the Rava, Lamali, why would you need the Zereshava for? Why? Either Kmitza, Atzma, what are you talking about? The Kmitza itself, and Amhina Berei, the Ravchia, the Abinavka. The Amhina Berei, the Ravchia, my time, the Ravshimen. Why? We know that already. Because he says, what the Amakra? Kodesh Kodashim he. Remember, we had the Membra before, we had this Gemara before, where the Gemara said, we have a hekish between the Mincha and Chatos V'Yashom. Kodesh Kodesh Nika Chatos V'Yashom. And we learn now that according to Reb Shimon, there are two options that you have in order to do the Kaimitz. The Haftarah of the Kaimitz. Bali Aida Biyad. If you want to do it without a Kaili, and you want to do it with your hand, put it, take the Kmitza and just put it on the Mizbeach by hand. Aida Biyabin Kachatas. Bali Aida Bikli. If you want to do it with the Kli, then you have a greater latitude and you're under the small Kashim. You can do the same thing like an Ashim. Of course, the difference between a chatzis and an asham, one is a hazar with the etzba, and that has to be done with the right hand. The zrikis of the asham are done with the clay, and that, therefore, according to him, is able to be done with the left hand. And then, well, I did a small kasham, and therefore, however you want to do the kaimitz, you're able to do that. And the kaimitz, minchas, kaitai, something about it, so why would you need a gzera shavah? If we know that there are these options that you have. But that thing Gemara says, you know why I need the Xerishovah? To tell me that even a Minchas Chayte has to be done by Yemen. Why? Because El Rekaibis Minchas Chayte from the Night of Chabina. Tell me, Amar Abshevich, like, hey, Karbano Mahudar. There's a cloud that we have by Minchas Chayte. That it should not be Mahudar, after all. There's no Levina by it. There's no Shevin. You're not allowed to put Shevin by it. You're not allowed to put Levina by it. The Gemara says, oh, it's a Svari, that we don't want the Karma to be Mahudar. No. So therefore, you do the Avaida in some other type of inferior standard because of the fact that you don't want it to be Mahudar. Comments from the small Nahami discussion. All right, so you're not so makbidah. Let him do it any way he can, because you don't want it to be mahudar. Kamash malon, then it's not like that. You bring him in chaskaitay, the din is that it has to be done the yamin. When you go and you do it the yamin, and don't think that you're going to be able to do it this small. Even according to God, like Reb Shimon, there, it has to be done also the yamin, and we don't have, because of its Erev Shavuot, and we don't have it. And therefore, these are a couple of the dinim that we had yesterday, like we spoke also, the dinim of Chatzitza that we had. Remember, we played yesterday, Chazal, whether or not the Avodah of the Mishkan, whether there was a dinim of Chatzitza. And what exactly is this dinim of Chatzitza? The way Tysus learned it later on in Kuf Yud, it's mashma that it was not the Shemus Bechach, it's not a regular dinim of Chatzitza, and therefore, hence, we have the dinim of that doesn't really apply to data, but Mimimino, that it's chaitzitz or not chaitzitz. Rashi and Shabbos, don't remember we brought on Daf Tzadik Gimel. Rashi seems to be saying the two things. And if you take a look at the Rashi and Tzadik Gimel, the Mashri is saying really two things. He says a lot of Sheris, and then he comes and he uses the data of chaitzitz also. Okay.
Yad is a psal. Is a balmom.
What?
I checked the Rambam. The Rambam says the Iter Yad is a balmom. Unless shadet b'shtei yada, but a regular eater yad, he puts him in as a bal mon.
Yeah.
Like Rebbe quoted the Acherim, right?
Yeah, I said the rod at the beginning of Gidah Nasha. Right. Ram in the beginning of Perik Gidah Nasha and Chulin.
Right.
Huh? The rod in the beginning of Perik Gidah Nasha, the rod brings it. Yeah, what's the address of the Rambam?
The address of the Rambam, it's Perik Ches, Mibias Mikdash, Halacha Yud Aleph.
That's that Yud Aleph. Okay, one second. Let me just read the Rambam because that's a valuable
It's the last line of Halacha Yud Aleph because that's it's the last line in Halacha Yud Aleph.
Okay. Yes, it's the last line. I know exactly what this is. I guess the fingers are stuck. There's some kind of a blemish that he has. The fingers are stuck to each other.
Right.
They're not separate. The fingers are not separate. Me shepika yaitza migudlo. Something where from the thumb, there's some kind of a protrusion that's not supposed to be there.
We have 6 minutes.
Me shall eat their yad yamino. Somebody that said eat their yad yamino. The imhaya shaylek mishtay yad of kosher. He's listing the, with a woman. Shisha, there are 6 women that we have by Yadayim, Meluhain. Mishiyesh miyadoetz by Yisera, Mitzvoisov. He has an extra finger. Yad Yafilu Haya Shesh Vishesh, even if there were both hits, Vimchatach Esa Yesera, if he kosher. However, if he amputates 1 finger, he's okay.
Wow.
Surgery. Even if there's a bone on there and he takes it off, then it doesn't help. He's possible. Mi she chaser etzba biyado. Let's say he's missing a finger. Mi she shtei etzba osav yado klutus. Let's say he has two fingers. Mi she shtei etzba osav yado var klutus ad lamata. There also mean haperik. Lamata mean haperik. It goes all the way to the wrist. They're separate. Be mechatcha, be frisha, not haperik, kosher. These are the movement that we have. And then it says, he lists at the end, that, be mechaya shaylik, if he's ambidextrous, then it's kosher. We don't like the Rabbanan and the Gemara and Pachiris. But before that, he said, bishu ita yad yamina. Ita yad yamina, the thing is that it's called a mum, like the sheet of the acherim, not like Rashi. Rashi in Chayres of Machmed Hay says, where a small is good. Let's say all the cases, small is good. Even according to Rav Shimon, small is good by a number of things. And even according to Rabbanit, small would be good. According to Rabbanit, I love as a varim the kavish, and he's a lefty. So he left his anita yad, and he wants to bring the varim the kavish. Look at his abomum. Can't do the avayda then.
According to the Rambam,
He can't do that because the right hand, according to Rashi, has to be identified after because it's on the right side. And according to Rashi, there are 2 aspects that are required to be considered the Yamin. First of all, the Metzius, it has to be on the Yamin. And number 2, it has to function like the Yamin. If it's in the right or the right hand, and it doesn't function as the Yamin, then it's not Yamin. Okay, now. Nishpach ha-da, our the dab spilled out. Let me read the Gemara first. The dab spilled out from the...
Before it gets to the carry.
Wait.
That's right.
Read it first. The the dam spilled out directly from the behemo onto the floor, and he wants to gather it up, can't do that. Lishpach adam al arishma, it fell onto the floor of the azara directly. And he also, but the dam is supposed to, he cannot use that. Let's see why I want to read the Gemara first, then we can talk. Tana Rabbanan, v'lokach ha-kayin ha-mashiach, midam ha-par, he takes from the dam of the par. Midam, what do we learn out? Midam ha-par, it has to take midam ha-nefesh. But he does not take, when we talk about Kabbalah Sadab, what dam are we talking about? Lo midam ha-oer, lo midam ha-tapsis, dam that came out, let's say after the nefesh went out. Midam ha-par, and we sort of weaken the claw of hermeneutics. We come and we break up the words in order to make a drasha. Midam ha-par, we take the mem and we're able to juxtapose it. Midam ha-par. You come learn. It means that you're the Kabbalah. Why do we do that? What forces us with a juxtaposition? If you would say that it means you take from the Dhamma par, that would be mashma what? From the Dhamma of the par. Mashma, you don't have to take all the Dhamma, you take some of the Dhamma, and that's not true. So the Dhamma be Dhamma par can exceed. Nidam, it would mean Rafila Mitzvah. Then it would take some of the Dhamma. And it can't be like that, because Rahmah Rabbah, Sheikh Atzak, Sheikabel, Kol Dhamma Shel Par, Shedema, there's Kol Dhamma Yishpah. You take all the dam. So what do you mean dam mehapar? What's the mem doing there? So there you have dam mehapar. When you're going to do the cup, when you're going to take the dam, you realize that I'm avoiding the word Kabbalah. I don't know if you just noticed it. When you're taking the dam, you have to take the dam from the par, not the dam from the floor. And therefore, I call the Shinebar, it's called Dabba Yishpach. Ella mi dam hapar means what? Dam e hapar, you come later. When you take the dam has to be taken from the par, not from the floor. Because so far, but in order to legitimize such a drasha, and taking the letters and to juxtapose it, and to put it onto a different tack and onto a different word, it has to be a legitimate drasha because you hold, because I'm a guard of a sefer v'darsha. You hold that you're able to be the garei of one word and add it onto another word, and you can darsha. I want to read the next part also till the bottom. Kufa Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Sheichet Tzar Sheikabo is called Dabo Shopar. Shenebam is called Dabo Par Yishpach. You take the whole Dabo Par, you take the whole thing. Painting Amar, what do you mean? Rav Shirayim Siv. That's not talking about the basic Dabo Nefesh. That's talking about the Shiyare Adam that you throw on the aside, not even talking about the Dabo that you do this Riko on. So anyway, Meno Indian, Lizard the Shirayim. If it's not relevant, the Shirayim, the Lesay, the Kulei Da, because the whole Dab is, of course, not there. Dab, the most of Dab is already taken with him, this Kabo before. Today, you ain't need to become Bolo. Therefore, don't darshan it for Shirayim. Apply it to the Din of Kabbalah. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Atzaris, and because of everything that we're saying, Hashaychet tzarech sheyagbia sakit lebaila. When you finish the shechita, pick the sakit up, that the dam should not drip from the sakit into the mizrak. Shenever v'lokach midam hapar, v'lo midam hapar, the davar acher. Where's the dam going to be coming from if you're going to let it drip from the sakit into the mizrach, not coming directly from the par? It's like the dab fell on the floor, it then fell on the sakit. The dab sakit Like, what are you supposed to do with the dam and the socket? How do you get rid of it? You're certainly not going to put it onto the, to take it and then put it back with the rest of the dam. You do it on the edge of the mizrak. Don't mix it in together with the other dam. Can you see the kippur itself? That when the sheichet comes, he has to take the breed in, put the breed in the seichakli. You put the arteries that are there. What are the breed in? Rashi says, the breed in the seichakli, that he have a kabbalah behapar shapir. What are the breed in exactly? We're talking over here. What is this thing with the breathing? What is it? The Kadad, the Veshit, were already done. The Simonim were already done. The breathing are other arteries that also contain Dam. Let's pause here and we'll see what the listener is. Right now, let's tell you first things first. We have two Dinim that we have here in the Mishnah. We'll come to the Frida there afterwards. We have the first thing that says, when you shech the behema, the dam is supposed to be, first of all, you have to have all the dam. That's one thing. All the dam in the parsimit, not ba'akim, of course. But the mitzvah is the katila, to take all the dam in the par. All the dam on nefesh. Now, when you go and you take the dam, it has to be directly from the par. It cannot be from the socket. It can't be from the floor. It has to come directly from the par into the kli, into the mizrak. On the other hand, let's say it did. You were mekabelit. Then it's spilled from the mizrak. Most of it, that's no problem. Let's go and take it up, pick it up. No problem, because the dam itself was already in the skabel. Now, what is this then? So that Baobatish, we can really learn it. Why is there a din that if it spills on the floor, it's no good? So Gemara uses the pasuk, Dame apari kabledu. And if it's not Dame apari kabledu, what's the chesaron? You can learn, maybe it's the chesaron in Kabbalah. In order to be considered Kabbalah sadab from the behemah, it has to be a Kabbalah from the behemah. It can't be a Kabbalah from the floor. Can't be a Kabbalah, for example, let's say it would be another Kayin came with Mekabalit with his hands are full. A Kayin came, put his hands right under the flow of the dam, took it, and he would then take that and put it into the Mizrak. That's like it fell on the floor, it's not coming from the par. Wouldn't be able to do that, in that kind of a case. It's a chesaron in the Kabbalah. Kabbalah means you have to be Mekabalit directly. And there, you didn't do a Maisa Kabbalah. Or it's much more than that. It's much more than that. The reason is, it's a paslus in the dam, in the ability of the Mizrak to be Mekadesh the dam, the Makam where it's not coming from its main source. If it's not coming, there's a chesaron, the kiddush of the dam to be right for the zrika. It's going to be, it only has the ability to become this kaddish, that dam, the makom where it's coming without a hefsek from the place that it was supposed to be coming. For example, the Biskiram brings a raya to Reb Chaim's clerk. Is there Reb Chaim's clerk? And it brings a raya from the din by a kaimitz. The Gemara says in Menachos on Daf Chavav, we have the same din by a kaimitz, by a mincha. By a kaimitz, by a mincha, remember, there's no Kabbalah. No Kabbalah. What you do is, you're the kmitza, and then after the kmitza, there's another din, don't be mekadesh the kaimitz. But there's no Kabbalah, like Kabbalah Sadam. Let's say a person would go, and he would do the kaimitz, and then he has to go and put the kibbutz down on a table. And he would go eat something, whatever he would do. Then he picked the kibitz right back up from the table after the kibitz, then put it into the kli to be mekadesh the kibitz. It's possible. Why? Because just like over here, it has to be from the, we learned out, that it has to be directly from the par over there. It has to be directly from the bisa that you're taking it right after, immediately after the kibitz, you're being mekadesh it. If you're going to be mafsik, putting it somewhere else, before the kiddush, the kibitz cannot be this kaddish. From there you see that there is no din. That's not because of chasarin and the tzura of the kabbalah. It's a din that the kiddush can only be b'makom where there's no hefsik from its original place that it's coming from. And the kaimit, the kiddush that's taking place now in the kli. Really, we have other examples of this. We have the Gemara, we have other examples of this. We have the Gemara later on by Malika. Let's say the Gemara says we have a Gemara later on of Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Beis, the Gemara has a case. The person did Malika by a Chatas HaLeif. He did Malika, let's say, by a Chatas HaLeif. Then the dam went on the floor. Now he wants to pick it up and do a hazah. A chatzalayt is no kabbalah. What do you do with tzvav avayin and chatzalayt? You do malika and you go do a hazah directly. What do you do over there? You go at what happened over there. It fell out, he did not have the malika, then it fell on the floor, now he picks it up. No chasa, no din of kabbalah over there. What are you going to say? It's a chasar of the tzura of kabbalah. There is no din kabbalah by chatzalayt. What did the Gemara tell us in Yuma by Chafinas HaTiris? The Gemara, Kayin Gadol goes, and he takes scoopfuls of the K'tiris, and he brings it into the, puts it into the Kaf, and then he takes it into the Kodesh Kodoshim. Now over there, what's happening over there? Let's say he takes the scoopfuls, and it falls on the floor.
For the Kaf.
The kaf is not a kabbalah anyway. The kaf is only it's a hechatimtza to be able to get. It's not a din of kabbalah. The kaf. The kaf does not have a din of kabbalah. That's only because he got to get it into the kodesh kodashim, so he can't take it with his hands. He has to be up there. So I might say, there the gemara clarifies whether or not this din applies over there because seif kol seif. When are you going to be doing it? You're going to be bringing it into the kodesh kodashim, and it's from the floor. You're not doing it directly after the Maisa Chafina. That might be a psul of the K'tiris because of that hefsek that he's doing in the same way that there's a hefsek in the Dam. Now, if you're going to learn that it's a concern in Kabbalah, it doesn't make sense by the din of a Kibitz. It doesn't make sense by the din of Chatzosoyv after Malika. It doesn't make sense when you're talking about the Chafina. So this din, the Reb Chaim learns, it's a din. I don't know if he knows who that is. He's been right for the Kibitz. But what we see from the other places also, that it's a psul by a chatas alayim. It's psul we see by the chafinas akhtiris we see. That the din is, it's not, it's a din that the kiddush of the Kibitz, the kiddush of the k'tiris that we have in Yom Kippur, the kiddush of the dam, it cannot take place for Makkah where there's a hefsek between its original Makkah and the place that you're actually doing it now. And therefore, it's not, has nothing to do with Kabbalah. It has to do with the Kiddush of setting it up for the Avodah. For Makkah where there's some kind of a hefsek between the place that it originated, the place where you find it now. That's the din that we have. And that we have over here at this din of Mishpach. That there, this din of Mishpach, if you learn like that. That's one din that we have here. Another thing that we have here is, really, when we talk about the din, maybe we'll talk about the din of the breathing here also. Habishtikal Suffolk, somebody once came over to me, and I didn't take him all that seriously. And afterwards, I realized that I made a mistake. I didn't treat him properly. Hopefully, couple, I meet up with him some other time. I don't even know who it was. But, yeah, I know his name. Afterwards, I realized that what he's saying really made sense. When I want to visit, let's say, what's the state of the breeding? We're saying that the dab, let's say a person goes on a shechts of carbon. All right. Does he have to be wearing bidei kahuna? Of course not. It's hard to do that. If a kohen, let's say a kohen is not wearing bidei kahuna by the Maisa Shechita. That's fine. He doesn't have to be wearing bidei kahuna by the Maisa Shechita. He has to be wearing bidei kahuna by the Kabbalah. Let's say he would do the Shechita and another kohen would do the Kabbalah. There has to be the one that's being mikabel the dam from the breeding. He has to be wearing the bidei kahuna. Is it part of the Shechita? Let's say he shechts the breeding and he's not wearing bidei kahuna. Is it chasarin in the Shechita? Or it's a din in the Kabbalah? What's the chayav to cut the breeding that the dam should come out of the breeding? The Shechita? And getting the dam out of that? Or is it the Kabbalah from the dam of the breeding after when the Shechita is a fetid kapli? He shechted the cut of the veshet.
Where's the breeder on the side?
Yeah, so again, I think if I'm reading it properly, I'm convinced that's on the side. We have, what?
On either side.
In other words, the kana is the windpipe. The veshet is the, the veshet is the esophagus. Nothing to do with the breathing. If the person took the dab came out of that from the cut in the mesh. Let's keep this finished. Now what? Now there's another din that the breeding have to be cut. Why? What the din is behind that the breeding have to be cut? This is daba nefesh. There is something. If there's some daba nefesh in that, and therefore it never happened. What would be behind you to cut it? Avadis HaKabbalah, not Avadis HaShchita. Shchita's done already with the cut of the mesh. What, Joe, am I saying it correctly? Huh? Yes. Yeah, because it has to be the Kaddish the Dab. That's the purpose of the Shechita. No. Abadah, the Rashi and Kula is telling the purpose of what the Shechita is. What I want to know is, in what is the Shechita? The Kaddish and the Veshet. Even according to the Abadah, so now that there is going to be over here the Medvedim, but what's Mechayev him to get the dam out of the Vredim? Kabbalah or Shechita? But all I'm saying, if he cut the Vredim, and he was not wearing Bigday Kahuda, is that good? I would think it's no good. Because the Shechita is done already. Why would he be able to do that?
It's still
Dabba Nefesh. It's
not,
what?
It's still
I know it's Dabba Nefesh, but so to get the Dabba Nefesh out for what purpose? For Kabbalah? For that you need bidei kahuna. To kill it, for that you that lady's kind cut of the meshit. Who cares about breathing? Who cares about the breathing? The breathing is something for Kabbalah. Whatever coolest you have in the kada and the meshit would not apply by the breathing. That's why I think it's another question that the only thing is you would have had any bidei kahuna. That's a din in the Kabbalah Sadaan.
The breathing are cut before or after the kada and the meshit? Normally. You give it a swipe.
Yeah. I would think it's afterwards. I would think it's afterwards.
But if it wouldn't be afterwards, then perhaps
it would be different. No, I don't think so.
No,
it still doesn't. No, it's still Avah The din that we have that you have to shecht. Oh, Meseches Chulin is this. Cut of the Meshit, that's all.
The breeder are not my active
Shechita.
What? The
breeder
are not my active
Shechita. Not the Shechita even. Person, let's say, shechted.
And he didn't do the
breeder. And he didn't do the breeder.
Right.
Rabbi say, yeah, Joe. If a person, like Dominic saying, a person did a Shechita and he didn't do the breeder, he's not going to be eating the Vela. He's not going to be eating the vela if he shechts the cut of the veshet. So what's mechayev this thing with the breeding all of a sudden? What's mechayev the breeding? Because it's nothing to do with the shechita. We're talking about the Kabbalah, which the way I'm saying it, avada. If it's a din of the Kabbalah, avada has to be wearing bidei kahuna for that. It's nothing to do with the shechita.
Why does he have shechita?
Because usually he's going to be the one to do it. Then. Why does the shechita? Not kasha. All right, that's not kasha. I can't share the tax shit with you either. So the...
But that's the Zohar of the Shita, is it?
If it's Zohar did the Shita, then it's a problem, ain't a Konami. Oh, you're very correct. That would be a very big Nafkamina. If it's Zohar... What? If it's Zohar did the Shita, and the Zohar did cut the breeding, is that good? It's not good? How can it be good? He did a mixus of the Kabbalah. He's not allowed to do a mixus of the Kabbalah.
He did one swipe, though.
I know, that's the problem over here. Look, if the Shechita is, by definition, the Kada the Veshit, and the cutting of the Vreden goes into the Kabbalah, if the case where a Zohar does the Shechita, would he be allowed to cut the Vreden? If he's cutting the Vreden, he's doing part of the Kabbalah. He's also allowed to do the Kabbalah.
Why is it?
Okay.
Why is it?
Wait, that's a different thing. I'm trying to get what the thing of the Vreden. I think, like me, it's tighty. Let's make a mistake, it'll be a dreadful mistake. I think that the din is, the Vreden has nothing to do with the Shechita. The Vreden has nothing to do with the Shechita. The reason why you have to do the Vreden is for a Kabbalah. If a person did the Shechita of a Behema, it's Matar B'day Nevela, or it's Matar Te'achila, it's no Nevela. It's all based on the Kodah Neveshit. If he would do it, and his Zohar would shech the Vreden, he's shefting the Vreden. The Vreden have to be done because of Kabbalah, not because of Shechita. Shechita is only Kana and Veshit. Anything more than that is not part of the Shechita. Why do you have to do it? It's Kabbalah. Kabbalah Shaddam says, now what? So the Chiddush of our Gemara is that where are the Vreden supposed to be located?
Yeah, right on the side.
Now, where are the Vredens supposed to be located? Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt everybody. Where are they supposed to be located? They have to be L'Seichakli. Now, what does it mean, L'Seichakli? Rashi says, it does not mean like it seems. It doesn't mean inside the Kli. Inside Kli, Rashi says, it's impossible to do it like that. But what we have is, or up... It's above the rim. It's in the airspace above the walls of the Kli. Mamish, what the Kaya does, he plays above the rim. What he's doing it is he's doing it above the rim. It can't be inside. The Vreden are shooting out down when they're within the delineated airspace as delineated by the walls of the Kli. That's called inside the Kli, because it's in the avir of the Kli as delineated by the walls of the Kli. Now, written L'Seich HaKli, Itmar Navi Omer Abbas Yom Rab Yechanan, Vreden, Tashiyiro Avir Kli, they have to see the avir Kli. Now, this is all the way, well, see the top Rashi, Vreden L'Seich HaKli, Dinihavi Kabbalah Be'apar Shapir. In order to be considered Dameyapar, the Vreden have to be above the rim of the thing. That's called Be'apar. Let's say it was not. V'ay Teich Labdavke. The Holo Efshir. El Ala Viro Shel Teich Kli. It's on top of the air of the Teich Kli, and it has to be there. If it's there, that means that it's read directly from the par. Now, the Rambam is not like that. The Rambam is not like that. Baruch David, you went away? You're not there?
Yes, I am. I'm right here. Right here.
I don't see you.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
The Rambam says a different part here. The Rambam says that if you don't have it there, we're afraid that the dab is going to fall away. You're not going to be able to get it. You're not going to be able to retrieve it. And the chatz a very big nafgamina. And how we learned this then, the Rambam is over there, Perek Dalet Ches, in Maisar Karbonis, Dalet Ches, the Rambam says, because it's going to drop out. In other words, you're not going to be able to retrieve it.
No. It's just a practical thing.
Yeah, it's a practical thing. Kol she, I'm reading the Rabbah. Kol she yesh bo she.
Ketzer the Weisha.
Second again. Just 1 second. No, just 1 second. I'm sorry.
No,
I was looking at him. He's like, serving his bay. A slight problem. In Dalit Ches and Maisar Karbonis, we have here. The Chol has Vachem Shekimbel Midamam Pachas Michdei Azhoyeh. It's not this Kaddish. You have to have a certain shear for the Kabbalah of them. Mitzarikli Skaven LeKabbal Kol Adam. Ketzad, what do you do? Isaiah Tzimonim Biyado. Umaytziyat im havridim l'seicha mizrak. That's all part of the din. You have to be mekabelit. And because if you're not going to do that, not nothing to do with metamei apar like the Rambam. And therefore the Rambam holds otherwise, you're not going to do that. It's going to spill. It's a practical thing. Which means that let's say you don't do it. According to the Rambam, no, you didn't do it. It's l'katzilu. According to Rashi, it's a paskus in the dam.
Why is that called?
Yeah, that's not ma'akit. Going to the Rabbah, if you do it like that, that spills, it's not going to be kol dama. The way Rashi learns, that's stop because it's going to spill. Going to Rashi, it's going to, not going to be me'apar, therefore it's impossible for the dam, if you don't have the vreeder. If you don't put the vreeder on top. And eat my nami or amasi or rab yechidin. Vreeder, tzorach, she'im, ro, avir, kli. Like we say. Vavine, ramasi, me rab yechidin. Now, Shulei Mizrak. Let's say it's been Mikabel the Dam, and before the Dam gets inside the Kli, the bottom of the Kli bottoms out. So is that called that you're a Mikabelit and you're Yaitzin a Kabbalah? Or since ultimately, by the time it gets in it, it's not going to be contained within it because there's a hole in the bottom. It was never a Kabbalah. What's that, Toliot? Well, Avir Shein, Sofa Loduach. It's Avir above the Kli. Let's say, first of all, without it, it wouldn't be like this. Let's say it would be within the Kli. Everybody hear this? It's within the Kli, in the airspace of the Kli. And at that second, the hole, the bottom, bottoms out. No problem. That's good. It was miskabel of the Kli, because it's within the confines of the Kli. This is not within the confines of the Kli yet. And therefore, even if it's not Sefer Lanuach, if it's in the Kli, you don't need Sefer Lanuach. But if it's above the rim, and it's not going to be similar enough, then it does not have the mylof in the thing. Riot, Ratzimitzis, in the way Rashi says here. Amir She'ein Sefer Lanuach. You see the Rashi? Gunhai Shasidim Shulav Lipo. Actually, Yanuach Dab, before the Dab goes inside of it. Hamunach, Kamunach Dami. Bahamalei Kemishan Iskabel. It says, if it was Miskabel, Finishmach. So that's fine, good, because surely it's fine. It spills afterwards, you can go gather it together. Oh, or maybe it's not like that. Oh, love kibbutach dami. V'hamalei kenishpach b'inat tzavar l'ritzpah. And therefore, the puzzle. U'kishyegia dam li'yavir dafka seha. When the dam goes into the yavir. Now, see the Rashi. U'kishyegia dam. The avir, like thyself, achelodivcha shulav, before the bottom bottoms out, lo mivaylai, that's not a shiloh. Why? The mishanikmas l'seichet havi kabbalah. Immediately it's a kabbalah, even if it does not land on the surface or at the bottom of the kli. It goes within the airspace of the kli, that's good. There are ramifications, Lagabi this also, Lagabi Kinyonim, also, Kinichotzer, Lagabi the Deen of the Mav, and Gomorrah said, and Mabmetzi, Abashay, Samalanuch, somebody's gonna say, what kind of a tushdel, you go ahead and you do this. The only reason why I'm making the tushdel is because there's a Ron and Gittin in the Perek HaZorik that the Ran does tell it to. It's not an outlandish tzustel. The Ran does tell it to in Perek HaZorik. But all right. But here, what we have over here is, if it's within the airspace of the Kli, it immediately is called Ramallah, but that has nothing to do with whether it landed or not. And however, it is a problem, but where it's above the rim. Now what? So Nachman, here it says, Amalei Tani Tuha, we have a riot to what the din should be. Now, we go, what a segue here. Let's pay attention, but we'll see what it means. Let's say you have a barrel. When we're talking about Avitus Paraduma, and you have to have Mayim Chayim El Kelly. It has to be Mayim Chayim El Kelly. Spring water. Without that, then what normally, when you go and you catch it in a kli, you catch the spring water, and you do it l'shem kiddush of mechatos. That's fine. But let's say there was another keli or something that you didn't do it for the sake of mechatos. Then, when later on, when you put it, use it for mechatos, if you want to do it, it's a psul nabayim, because at that time, when you decide to use it for mechatos, it's no longer mayim chayim. Now we're talking about a barrel. Chavish emunachas is munach underneath a flowing body of water. Mayim shebesaycha shebechutzala psulim. Mayim that's inside of it, or outside of it, is going to be pasul. Or, but siruf, piyo, lezinuk, l'mayim shebesaycha psulim shebechutzala ksherim. Nachamah. Why is this? What do we have? Let's read this, the Rashi then. See, they have Mayim Shemesh, Chavish Shemunah Kvanas Asinuk. Sinar, there's a pipe. We have a pipe. Sinar, Shabakaleach Mayim, a sinar that's waters flowing through it. Behar Zakuf, from a steep mountain. Vakiluach Bekaleach Lemerachai. The kiluach is flowing from a distant place. V'neichol chavetz at frevra falling into a barrel. The chavetzu eina munachas sham. The chavetz is not munach there l'shem kiddush mechatos. Not there l'shem kiddush mechatos. It's coming from a different place and it falls into a barrel. The barrel is there not for the purpose of mechatos. Mayim shebesaycha shebechutzala psulim. Klaimar, shlo yitain kli, l'saycha avira, v'yamzeno v'yano, l'kabo bo akiluach. Don't do it to be mekabo, the kiddush. L'yaf lo chutzalo, or not outside of it either. L'mayla v'yagneha. Let's say you'll go and you'll retrieve it with a ladle, or another keli, above the rim of the barrel. Chutzalo. That's what it means, the barrel, chutzalo. Chutzalah means it's above the rim of the barrel. Can't do that. Biaflo chutzalah, l'mayla v'yogdeh, k'neged avira. Why? The kevet shehigia mayim, k'neged avira. Arehik munachas b'secha. It's like it's munach b'secha. U'posag lachi yusayim. And therefore, if that's true, it's like the chiyus, not mayim chayim anymore. They're not mayim chayim on Kelly bleeding. Look at it. Alba, what do we see from here? Avir kemudach gami. Even though it's not within the kli, it's like it's in the kli. The avir is above it. It's above the rim. Not 10 feet away from the barrel, but above the grabbed amount of the airspace as defined, as delineated by the walls of the barrel. That's a lekami par chai avir sofel anuach. What do you mean the right to our case where it's ain't sofel anuach? This is the case of sofel anuach. Whereas tzirif pia lezinuk she'ed avir mafsik. Let's say there is no avir that's mafsik. They pia lezinuk. Main shemisaycha klema shemo lezich avir dofdoseha they're psulim. However, if it's chusala. Even if it's kineged avir k'sherim shadayim lo pirshu min akli, so far it was not yet perished from the kli. The afilu avir ain't kad. Even there's not even avir. When it says it's in the avir, it's not in the avir. Never was it ever in the avir. It never was in the avir. It's never in the avir, so it's not like it was miskabel. It's still a close by that it's in the pipe. It does not have it in. It's not called that it's separated from the pipe. So that's why Nachum. Let's take a look again. So what do we see from here? The water is possible. Because it's possible the chiyus, it was miskabel in the chavis. It's miskabel in the chavis. Why is it miskabel in the chavis? Was it inside the chavis? It's like it's inside the chavis.
Yeah.
Hi, mine. So what? Hi, my boy. What do you bring around from here? It's not a case where the bottom's out. Tarki kabay minay. But the Gemara says he meant two things to ask the shayla. In titsa leimar raver she'ein sifai lanuach. Even if you'll tell me where it's not sifai lanuach because it's developed a hole in the bottom of the barrel. Lav kibunach habi. What about Amir Shesofa Lanuachmar? What about that? It's above the rim, and the barrel did not have a hole in the bottom, or the Mizrach did not have a hole in it. What about that? Is that? So it's really two shilas. Rav Yosef Masni Hochi. Rav Kahana Masni, and he learned. Masni Chavis Bobine. What he really asked him was, not by the case of the Dan, by the Mizrach that we were talking about. Tell us exactly what did he ask and what did he answer. He asked him the shayla b'chavis and pashat b'chavis. Rabba b'atzni chavis. He asked him chavis and pashat b'mizrach. And he resolved upon what the kid did to be by the mizrach. By the mizrach, it would be the same thing. What will happen then by the Kabbalah Saddam? What would he mean? Because by the mizrach, you don't have it without zinuk. It has to flow. It doesn't drop. Right? It has to be zinuk. And alpha pikain, what are we saying? It's going to be that. So over there, it's going to be the skapel.
Every time it comes out, it goes
horizontally. It doesn't fall vertically. It flows horizontally. And then when it goes above the rim of the mizrach, that's called the kabbalah. What? Yeah. See the Rashi says, see that? Ein hadam shaisis. The dam doesn't trip. It flows. Goes further. Goes at quite a distance even. The avir, if you're going to say, Aver shesofa lanuach is lav kemunach dami. So what does that mean? It's a shiurim the cleavit ho aver huba. The lobit apar batera omra tamra apay kad lenu. That is obvious. Nami aver shesofa lanuach kemunach dami. Therefore, it's possible. If you're going to tell me, how can it possibly work every case of a kabbalah? Never. Dam doesn't drip. It's mikaleach. So let's say it's going to be mikaleach, and it's going to be mikaleach above the mizrach. All right. Now, if you don't hold that it blinds like it's in the mizrach, because avir shetzavim aduach kabudach dami, so where is it? It's in the avir. You can't be mikabel dam from avir. It has to be directly from the par. It must be that it's there. It's called in the cleave right away. So where'd it come from? It came from the par. That's the Gemara. Sheyeshua, Tanan Hasab, Nasan Yano El Raglo. Now let's say the water is flowing, and you're directing the flow of the water from the mountain, let's say. Nasan Yano with your hand or foot, which is of course Makabal Tuma. Oh, Ali Rakis, for food, from Maich, Kidei Sheyavra Mayim, in order for the water to get to the Chavis. Sulam. Why? We'll see. Ale Kadim, however, it's from reeds. Or Ale Agaisim. Kshera, Zakla. Dabar Abakabal Tuba, Sulam. Labashayna, Makabal Tuba. If the thing that's directing it is Makabal Tuba, to the Mechatos, or a mikveh for that matter. The din is by a mikveh also. If it's being directed by a davar of a kabel tuma, it will be possible. If not, it's kosher kshere. Menachem, how do you know the davar of Yechav Shem Yisim Barabba Barakra? Ach bayin bar mikve mayin liyator. Like it says, we learn out from there, pasuk of Yasan, that the havaya of the mech of the mikveh has to be ayin ekara tehei. All right, and that's the reason why this din is going to be true. And that's why all the fundamental dinim that we have by a mikveh, when the water comes in, make shaman, you can't use the tavra of a kabel tuma as the pipe. Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Yechanan, Zaysay Beres. If this is all true, it means Avir Kli Kekli Dami, that the Avir of the Kli. It's going to be, what's to be the Aver Kli? The way Rashi said, the Aver Kli is not the Aver within the Kli. It's the space above the Kli, of course. I'm there, I'm Zeru, the Rabbi Baraba. Maybe it's no Raya. Maybe the case is the Shaisis, that we're, the whole thing that we were saying before, when it's talking about, by Dab, it can't be Shaisis. But over here we say, maybe here we're talking about a case where it is shaisis. Amar lei tarda. Here we're talking over here again. That was by the dot. Over here it says, not bashma like that. It says, k'dei shi'avru mayim. We're not talking about water dripping. We're talking about water flowing into the barrel. And therefore it is a riot. Abi amar chiyah barab amar abi yechna meidusu sharam tzadik nishas mishlazu. We have a riot from it. It's not hayin rabbi tzadik. He said, Allah Zeichlin, Shekilchad, flowing water, Shekilchad, and it was being directed in the flow, Balea Geizim, Sheik Sherim, Zahya Maisa Mahulaira, Vahmaisa Levechachaba, Malishka Sangazis, Vichshira, why? Because it's not a Dabra of a Kabbal Tuma. It's not a Kabbal Tuma. Zahya Maisa, Vichshira, Abraham Zera, Abraham Rebbe. And has tzayreim oisin hapar. We have another very big din over here. Everybody should remember this din. It's a shame, the people that aren't here. It's sad because it's such a fundamental din. Hatzayreim, we have a fundamental machlokes in this too. Hatzayreim oisin hapar. Person goes and he makes a mum. In the ear of a carbon. What? Wait. The achakach kibel dabo. And he had, after the shechita, before the kabbalah. Now you would say, yeah, the baby's dead already. A track to talk about a din of a malmum after the shechita.
No,
then the kabbalah got to be said. That, you're saying it to be humorous. Taisa says in the svara, in Baba Kama, there's no greater mum than shechita. Tais says, if you're not in the five above, there's a Tais is like that. But you're rhyming. That's what you call it. Ava Pikain, the did is, it's a puzzle of Kabbalah, the carbon's puzzle. The other puzzle, Shineva, Melachachmitaba, Par, Par, Shahayakvar. At the time of the Kabbalah, there can't be some other mum in the behema other than the Shechita. Ashkan, Kachi, Kachi. All right, that's true. Kachim Kalami Dala Nam Ravatanya said Tamim Zakhar Ben Shada Shehe Tamim U Ben Shada Shashita Shashita. What about the Kabbalah Bahilaka Bizrika Minayan? How do you know even at the time of the Zrika and you're being Zarek the Dab and the Behema, something happened to the Behema? Then it's a doornail already. But some other moon befell it. He now he talked about yeah. Call hata yaisav la yiyu. El taba ba mum. El bet shanam. It has that by the taba bet shanam. So according to this, it means not only by Kabbalah, it'll be by all the avaydas. And they say abaya rabbi shuai ve kol asvachim shabat taira, as we all know, shenishtayim bohem kizayis basar o kizayis chelet. Zayrek is a dam, as long as you're chalif, or a kizayis chalif, or buser, it's the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, you mean buser a dam, that the did is that you're able to zayrek is a dam. Now how do you have that? even if it's not around at all. Only goes on the Bet Shana. Otherwise, what happened? At the time of the Shechita, it was a Bet Shana. At the time of the Zrika, it was not a Bet Shana anymore. Mika Bidi, the Bishas Shechita, Bet Shana, Bishas Halacha, Zrika, Bet Shtayin.
Here's the law, what? Here's the law, Bet Shana. So
this thing
about
involved
is not
departing from Shechita. Yeah, wait. Omar Omar says, Samarishan is possible to Makachi. According to this, yeah, it's possible. Birthdays are not defined and identified by a carpet in terms of the day of the birthday. It says the hour that it was born during the day. And therefore, it will possible, it's possible that it should be possible if it came at the time of the Zrika, even though it was not a psul, at the time of the Shechita. It has to be a Bekshana throughout. Now, that's what I wanted to. We do not paskin this way. This is all, according to what the Gemara here is saying. The first Shita was not like that. It was applied by Kabbalah, yeah. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem coming up.
Nobody's saying that by Mul.
By a Mul, no. By a Mul, no. According to this, what will happen according to him if it became a Mul before this Rika? Between the Kabbalah. I'd say the din is the fiha emes, not like this. The fiha emes, a bet. Again, we have here a machlokes. If a behema became a balmum after the shechita, whether it's before the Kabbalah, before the zrika, it might be possible. The Gemara before said it's only by Kabbalah. We paskin like that, but according to this,
By
and what, therefore, it's no raya by mum, according to this Tan. That's right. Yes. The Gemara first looked that up. The Gemara first said what? Look at the Gemara before. Said, Bishah Shechita. How do you know Bishah Shechita, Kabbalah, by Lacha, Bishrika, Minayan? Tabad Laiba Yir call Haba Yasim La Yil El Atam Ubed Shana. Great Gemara, there's a problem with that. So to Gemara, it'll take a while Ubed Shana. But so the Fiha Emes, what is the din? Not like the way we thought that it's on Tam Ubed Shana. Only goes on Ubed Shana. By Tam, it only requires Tamus before the Kabbalah. After the Kabbalah, it's not going to be so about one. That Shana, yeah, it could be. It's possible. Wait to that son. That we'd have to know whether we hold like that. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.